An Arctic outflow warning is in effect for North Coast inland regions, including Terrace. A strong outflow wind and dangerously cold wind chill values persist. The warning is active today and tonight, with wind chills near minus 20 expected, especially during the overnight and early morning hours. Although some relief is anticipated during the day, temperatures will remain extremely cold, and winds are expected to ease off by tomorrow. Exposure to these conditions can lead to frostbite and hypothermia in minutes, so it's crucial to limit outdoor activities. Pets and outdoor animals should be provided with shelter. Stay safe and take necessary precautions when venturing outside. At the February 3rd meeting, Kitimat's council adopted several important bylaws and initiatives. They approved the Fire Training Ground's third-party use fees bylaw, allowing external organizations to use the upgraded facility. Additionally, council adopted the Water Treatment System Temporary Borrowing Bylaw, enabling a $13.5 million loan to modernize the local water treatment system. Council also endorsed a grant application for replacing the Sam Lindsay Aquatic Center's air system, improving humidity control and air quality. Following interest from residents, a survey on the proposed community led council to refer engineering feasibility study for consideration in the 2026 budget. Council decided not to opt in to a provincial short-term rental charges and not to consider a cannabis retail store application. They approved an updated personal expense and travel policy and discussed an updated procurement policy. Finally, the Kitimat Heritage Group presented on the potential restoration of the CN Railway Station, which will be reviewed in the future meetings. The Thornhill Fire Department will be conducting fire practice and education tonight from 7 until 9 p.m. at the Highway 16 Holiday Inn Hotel. Residents should not be alarmed if they see fire apparatuses and personnel in the area, as this is part of their training exercise. The fire department expressed their appreciation to the Holiday Inn and its staff for allowing the fire department to use the site for training on multi-floor and high-occupancy scenarios. These type of situations are low-frequency but high risk, making such preparations essential for community safety. Wild Bike Shop in Terrace, a staple in the community for over two decades, is facing its toughest challenges yet. After years of oversupply and weak sales, the shop is struggling with unsold inventory and high financing costs. As suppliers reduce prices and direct-to-consumer sales increase, Wild Bike has been left with inventory that's difficult to move. With a possible recession looming, the shop has decided to move into survival mode starting this spring. Wild Bike will focus on liquidating its current stocks, selling USA-sourced items at cost, and marking down other inventory for quick sales. The store's website will be removed and in-store savings will be available to customers. Service standards will remain high, but the shop will operate with fewer staff. Wild Bike is asking for the community's continued support to stay open and bounce back from these tough times. The Fort St. John RCMP is requesting assistance in locating 35-year-old Gavin James Lee Davis, who is wanted on multiple charges. Davis faces warrants for flight from police, dangerous operation of a conveyance, careless storage of a firearm, possessing a firearm while prohibited, breach of release order, and possession for the purpose of trafficking. Davis is described as an Indigenous male, 5 feet 11 inches tall, 243 pounds, with black hair and brown eyes. He has several tattoos, including one of the name Payton across his neck. He is known to have ties to Northern BC, the Lower Mainland, and Northern Alberta, and is believed to carry firearms. If you see Davis, do not approach and immediately contact the local police department. Anyone with information on his whereabouts can contact the Fort St. John RCMP at 250-787-8100 or Crime Stoppers at 1-800-222-TIPS. Find a picture of Gavin Davis on our website at cfnrfm.ca. BC Highway Patrol is reminding drivers to ensure lug nuts are tightened on vehicles after changing winter tires. Earlier this month, a 4x4 truck spun out onto the highway after losing a wheel, despite having winter tires and an experienced driver. The cause was traced to loose lug nuts, highlighting the importance of checking tire fastenings. RCMP notes that the driver should inspect their lug nuts about 100 kilometers after any wheel change to prevent accidents. Service centers often offer a free follow-up check, or it can be done at home with a torque wrench and lug wrench. Along with lug nut maintenance, BC Highway Patrol advises drivers to regularly check tire wear, pressure, and ensure no debris is stuck in the tire or wheel wells. This simple precaution can prevent serious mishaps on winter roads. Phase 2 of the gymnastics facility expansion at the W.L. Warner site in Smithers is now underway. The Northern Edge Sport Association, previously known as the Bulkley Valley Gymnastics Association, operates the facility at 1621 Main Street. Northern Edge Sport Association has already completed Phase 1, which involved rebranding, securing upgrades, and architectural planning, including 3D renderings and engineering assessments. Phase 2 includes HVAC upgrades, a second level renovation, and the creation of additional 700 square foot studio space. This phase, costing $390,000, is part of a six-phase project totaling $3.5 million. Future plans include expanding the building by 5,000 square feet. Northern Edge Sport Association is also seeking a community partnership with the town of Smithers, and at the January 28 council meeting, town staff were directed to prepare a follow-up report on next steps for the project under the community partnership program. Additionally, off-site work is estimated at $359,000 for this year. The First Nation Leadership Council is condemning the postponed tariffs proposed by the Trump administration, urging that any response from Canada and BC must respect First Nation inherent rights and title. The tariffs could harm the economies of Canada and BC and disproportionately impact First Nation communities. The First Nation Leadership Council stresses that any actions, including concession or relief efforts, should avoid worsening these efforts and must honor First Nation constitutional and human rights. The council also highlights that many First Nation economies are tied to resource development, which could be severely affected by these tariffs. First Nation Leadership Council leaders are calling for First Nations to play a central role in developing any responses to the tariffs and ensuring their rights are upheld throughout any retaliatory or relief measures. The BC government, in partnership with the BC First Nation Justice Council, has opened six new Indigenous Justice Centres across the province. Located in Kamloops, Williams Lake, Cranbrook, Port Hardy, Fort St. John, and a shared location for Burns Lake and Hazelton. These centres aim to provide Indigenous clients with culturally appropriate legal advice and access to essential support services. This is part of a commitment to establish 15 centres across BC as part of the BC First Nation Justice Strategy. The center focuses on addressing systematic barriers faced by Indigenous people in the justice system, offering support in criminal defense and child protection cases. They provide free legal services to all Indigenous people, regardless of legal aid eligibility, and connect clients to additional resources like housing, employment, and mental health services. This initiative is seen as a crucial step in reconciliation and improving the justice system for Indigenous communities. In spring of this year, BC will introduce new legislation that moves the regulation of renewable energy projects like wind and solar under the BC Energy Regulator. This will speed up permitting and regulatory processes, with the BC Energy Regulator also overseeing high voltage transmission lines, including the North Coast Transmission Line. The move is part of efforts to expand the province's electricity grid to meet growing energy demands from sectors sectors such as mining, port electrification, and hydrogen processing. The new system will create a single window permitting processes for those projects. Additionally, all future wind projects will be exempt from the environmental assessment process. The changes aim to bring renewable energy projects online faster, supporting job creation and economic growth. The BC regulator will also hire more staff and work closely with the First Nations to ensure Indigenous rights are respected and project benefits all British Columbians. Kitimat RCMP responded to several incidences this week. A boat moored on Heisla Avenue had its bow window broken, and CCTV footage is being reviewed in an ongoing investigation. A hit and run was reported on the 31st when a parked vehicle was struck on City Center, and the offending driver was later located and ticketed for failing to remain at the scene. Also on the 31st, a single vehicle rollover on Highway 37, injuring one passenger, but no serious injuries were reported. A collision near Pine Creek on Kitimat Village Road was reported on the 2nd, but the driver was later found unharmed. On Wednesday, a local victim reported a scam involving fraudulent calls from someone claiming to be from their bank, resulting in financial losses. The victim was advised to contact their bank and report the incident to the Canadian Anti-Fraud Center. If you have any information on any crimes in the area, contact Crime Stoppers at 1-800-222-TIPS. City planning staff and consultants are in downtown Terrace this week to assess local buildings as part of a project aimed at increasing residential housing. The goal is to identify opportunities for higher density housing like townhouses or apartments close to services and amenities. The study conducted by Urban System Limited includes a zoning and commercial demand analysis to help inform potential changes to land use policies that could support more housing downtown. This initiative is part of the city's broader efforts to update its official community plan and address ongoing housing challenges in the region. The planning team is evaluating both commercial and residential spaces to see where redevelopment might be possible. The findings will contribute to ongoing discussions on how to meet the growing need for affordable market housing in Terrace. More details on the project are available online at engageterrace.ca.